Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. You're not too bad. How are you going? Homeware. God, I know, yeah. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm muddling along. Is my letter gone? Yeah, I think it did send good. Okay. What can I do for you, darling? Oh, what do you mean going home? You mean to Brighton? Oh, okay. When am I going home? Because you're going to drop something in. Oh, when am I leaving work? Okay, I don't know, 5 o'clock, maybe five o'clock. I can't see myself leaving before then. Would you like to, you can drop it. Oh, are these to take to, yeah. Okay, excellent. They can go with my little pile of stuff to take. All right, thank you, darling. Yeah, no, that's good. And then I'll I can go through some post-op dates with you and stuff that I've put in. Okay, all right. Okay, see you soon. Yeah, no, something weird. I don't know. Like, I sent her a message. I don't know. It's just weird. So I sent her a message during the week saying, did I say, where is it? I said, oh, hi, Elizabeth. Oh, David and I are really looking forward to starting with you on Monday. Our consulting starts at 8, so I hope you can arrive around that time. I'm going to work side by side with you until you feel comfortable with everything, so don't feel too stressed. We've only just rolled over to Gen 2 this week, so we'll be finding our feet. We'll all be finding our feet. See you Monday. And then no response at all. And then this morning when I walked in, David had a message saying she'd tested positive for COVID. And so now she's going to start next week. So I just thought, have I killed a Chinaman? Maybe I have. I don't know. I don't know. Like David sent all this stuff and she didn't respond to my message I sent during the week. There's something just not quite right. I don't know what it is. I know. And don't you tell someone you're feeling sick before 2 minutes before you meant to arrive, or you know, like I don't know. So he received it. I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock. I don't know. He said he hadn't looked at his phone and then he saw it, but I didn't actually ask him what time it came through. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, oh God, and I'm just so exhausted, Julie. I was here until midnight on Saturday night. Setting up, you know, oh my God, I'm just so exhausted. Sam sent me a message. He's going, Mom, are you still at the office? I'm going, yeah. And he said, I think you should come home. I said, yeah, anyway. So I went home and we drank wine and watched South Park episodes and laughed and ate chips, which was very sweet. Anyway, I know. Anyway, I'm just everything I'm doing takes an inordinate amount of extra time because I'm just trying to work out how it all works. It's just, I know, and I'm doing it on my own. It's just, I'm exhausted. So, you know, I'm making mistakes. Yeah. Oh, darling. I hope I'm not going to be in here next Saturday. Oh, lovey. Well, they're doing the floors in here on Thursday, Friday. I'll be putting all those files back. Yeah, again, I know. Anyway, and I was thinking, oh, good, you know, what's her name will be here to help me. Anyway, I'm trying to send off letters and they won't send, and I don't know if the templates are set up properly. Like, you know, and they give you such a little bit of training and, oh, God, it's everything. I will get my head around it in the end, but anyway. All right. Oh, darling, I'm going to do it to you. Oh. No. No, lovey. No. come and have a cup of coffee. David just put a coffee machine here, but there's no little pods. So I can, he's going, where are the pods? I haven't got any pods, but I've got the coffee machine. He's given me a coffee machine. I love arts of one. Anyway, I'll sort that out later. All right, well, I better get back to trying to do all this bloody work. Yep. All right, darling, see you soon. Bye. Bye.